When we think of a lost sheep in this day and age, when we think of a lost sheep, we almost inevitably think of somebody who is an outlier. We think of somebody who is at a distance. We think of a person who breaks the rules, a person who just can't get with the program, a person who is a royal pain in the you-know-what. That is a lost sheep. And the fact that we as a society continue to attribute the term lost sheep to such individuals, to such outliers, folks on the margins, it's actually pretty ironic given the setting in which Jesus gives us this parable, at least in the Gospel of Luke. And so let me set the scene for you. Jesus this day has been traveling the Judean countryside with his roving band of followers. There are people young and old and farmers and fishers. There are sinners and saints and all sorts of misfits gathered around Jesus in between. As Jesus travels from town to town, the religious authorities of the day, the Pharisees and the scribes, as Luke terms them, these good religious folk, the Pharisees and the scribes, well, they take note of all these outliers who are suddenly there in the center. They take note of all the tax collectors and sinners and all the ne'er-do-wells who suddenly are hanging around. And as Luke tells the story, the good religious folk begin to grumble. "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them," one shouts. "This fellow says he's holy," another shouts. Some people even say, "This person's the Son of God." "Some Son of God this guy is, spending all of his time with those heathen and misfits, opposed to getting with the program like us good religious folk." And it is to these grumbling religious people, these grumbling Pharisees, the people who think that they are more holy perhaps or more devout, that they're in some ways better than everybody else, it's to these people that Jesus shares this parable of the lost sheep, this parable of a shepherd who leaves his flock of 99 and lovingly runs into the wilderness, into the hill and into the muck and into the vulnerability of the Judean countryside until he searches out and finds that lost one in that rugged terrain. Now we, as Jesus' followers, as the Christian church, have often taken this teaching, this parable of Jesus, and we, like good Pharisees, have associated the lost sheep with the people who are outliers. We have associated it with the people who, in Jesus' day, would have been termed tax collectors and sinners. Or in our world, sex trade workers, drug addicts, the people who are hanging around the churchyard and doing things they shouldn't, where they shouldn't be. All those people who we find ways to label as morally corrupt or other or outlier. They are the lost sheep. But interestingly enough, Jesus is not speaking to those people when he's telling this story. Sure, they're around. Jesus has made room for tax collectors and sinners in Luke's account of this story, as Jesus always does, making room for the folks who are at the margins of society with love and with grace. But the story is not addressed to the outliers. It's not told for the benefit of the people who are other. It's addressed to us. This parable of the lost sheep is addressed to the Pharisees, to the good religious folk, to the devout and to the observant. It's addressed to we good people who sometimes find ways to deceive ourselves into thinking that we've somehow got it all together, that we alone know the will of God, the right way to worship, and that we are so sure of ourselves, so self-righteous, that we begin consciously or unconsciously, to separate ourselves from our fellow human beings because we somehow think that we're better than them. And if we need any more evidence that this parable is addressed not to the people on the margins, but to us, the people at the center, just listen to how Jesus ends the parable. Quote, "Just so I tell you, the Pharisees, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." And he does the same thing again at the end of the parable about the woman who searches out for her lost silver coin. Just so, I tell you, Jesus says, there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. End quote. This story is not offered by Jesus for the benefit of all those in our world whom we so easily term lost sheep, for all those people who in our arrogance we label as outliers. No, this story is told for us, for we good religious folk, we good-hearted people. It's told for the benefit of all of us. It is a reminder that we are all vulnerable. We all sin. We all fall short. We have all, in the words of the morning prayer service that is said from our beloved Red Book, the Book of Common Prayer, we have all erred and strayed from God's ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against God's holy laws. And yet, although we all sin, the grace of this parable is that God still comes after us. God creates us in love, in God's own image. And like a loving parent who wants only the best for their child, God comes running after us in all of our brokenness, in all of our sin. God searches us out. God finds us and lovingly pulls us out of the holes that we fall into. God redeems the muck of life that we find ourselves in, whatever the case may be. In the words of the Eucharistic prayer that we'll use later this morning, when those we trust betray us, unfailingly, you, God, remain with us. When we injure others, you confront us in your love and call us to the paths of righteousness. The Good Shepherd is not just concerned with the outliers. This parable of the lost sheep is not some fairy tale, some trite tale starring a gentle Jesus, meek and mild, saving the souls of the downtrodden and the lost. No, this is a powerful proclamation of God's grace. Of God's grace poured out in lavish abundance for all of us. It is a reminder that the God whom we worship every day forever chooses to stand with the weak and to love those who experience brokenness and sin, ourselves, as St. Paul confesses this morning, most definitely included. It is a reminder, this story, that we are living into a kingdom, into a reign of God, where the first will be last, and the last will be first. A world where all of the sheep of the flock, all of the sheep, regardless of the scars that we carry, all of the sheep will always be welcomed home. A world where a humble and lowly shepherd, a man who was quite literally born in a stable, born amidst the muck of the sheep, a world where a lowly shepherd will be worshipped as our God and King. Amen.